Blog Talk Radio.
Another hangover, cause I'm not over trying to get over you. Summer around sunrise, roll on to your side, cause it still smells like you.
Wanted to do for so long. I met Leah while she was opening for Brad just a few miles from me a few years ago, and I have become such a huge fan of hers ever since.
I've wanted Leah on the show for quite a long time. So with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Leah Turner to the show. Hey, Leah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And like I just told Craig, I've wanted you on the show for probably a couple of years. So I'm glad we could finally get to do this today.
Absolutely. I'm excited, and I appreciate you guys working with my schedule and having me on here and playing Sleep You Off. It's awesome.
It is a terrific song.
I'll go ahead and tell you this right now. I host every Friday a indie country radio show, which I'm sure you've probably seen the tweets and the Instagram posts. But I'm going to add a Sleep You Off to rotation on that show.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, we write the stuff and sing it and hope that everybody responds to our feelings and what we've gone through. So the support that you guys give is amazing and unmatchable. So thank you.
Absolutely. And I feel like this show, of course, I've been doing this now for the past 6 years, which it doesn't feel like 6 years. Believe me, it does not feel like 6 years. But I feel like this show can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next interview or that next gig or whatever, you know. I feel like we've more than done our job.
Well, you know, I think that I appreciate it, and, you know, every interview is welcomed and taken, and just people responding to the song and to my music is, you know, a dream come true. So I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into things today, just kind of introduce yourself and I tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay. Well, my name is Leah Turner, and I got into music. I don't ever remember not being in music. I was always, you know, singing when I was little and playing the piano and the guitar and, you know, really always kind of submersed in it, singing in church and stuff like that. I did take a little bit of a detour when I thought I wanted to go to college to be a psychologist, and that quickly ended very, very quickly. So music has always been my number one love and always has been a part of my life.
Awesome.
This is sort of similar, because instead of analyzing ideas and people and putting it into advice for people, you're just communicating it musically. It's not much different.
Absolutely, and that's a really great way to put it. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, you know, it's quite a responsibility that God's given to songwriters and artists that hopefully can put the emotions of heartbreak and anger and happy and joy and I'm over it or I'm not over it into feeling for people that really aren't able to verbalize it, you know, and it's quite a blessing and a responsibility, and I'm grateful that people respond to what I've gone through and that I've been given the privilege to put that into words and hopefully become the soundtrack to somebody's hurt, heartbreak, getting over it, whatever moment they need to get through. I'm grateful that I can hopefully become the soundtrack to that.
Well, I can honestly tell you from my perspective, well, at least for me anyway, I'm a big music lover myself, and nothing warms my heart more than seeing you guys succeed.
I'm sorry, say that again. There was a little bit of a noise that happened. I didn't hear that last part. What did you say?
I said, speaking for myself, being the music lover that I am, nothing warms my heart more than seeing you guys succeed at what you do.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you know, I'm just grateful that I've been able to have a career in country music, that I've been able to have a career in just music in general, and for, you know, all the supporters at, you know, country radio that have supported me, and people like yourself, you know, that kind of, you know, take a chance and see something and want to be a part of it. So it's definitely a blessing, and I'm ready to rock and roll, baby.
Yep. That's damn rock and roll, as Eric Church would sing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So, you get a chance to tour with one of my favorite artists ever in Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is
that? Oh, you know, it was really, really awesome. He is such a wonderful man, and I love that he, you know, takes a chance on females. He really always has a female on every tour. You know, he had me, and then you know, one of my dearest friends, Mickey Guyton, and then he also now has Lindsay L. And I'm always just grateful that he isn't afraid to take a chance and allows us to shatter some glass. You know, I think it's really, really cool. And he was kind and gave me, you know, such a platform and an amazing, amazing experience. And I hope one day that I can show the same kindness that he showed to me, to him, and to other up-and-coming acts.
You already are showing it with the example of this interview, Leah.
Well,
oh, yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm gonna go ahead and say this now. Of course, I'll mention it at the end of the show too. But if there's ever anything that you need from us, if there's ever anything we can do for you, I don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
Well, I really appreciate that. And again, support like that is, you can't buy it. It's priceless. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I will take you up on it.
Please do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I
wanted to ask you, the EP that you have out now.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask, this is Craig. I wanted to ask what was behind this EP that is out, especially with the release that we just played, Sleep You Off, you know,
mm-hmm.
like how long did it take to write? You know, do you feel, what do you feel that you've accomplished this EP? And is there anything that you feel that you wish you accomplished now, but then with the EP and would do for the next EP that you do?
Yeah. Well, you know, my first EP on Sony, we really focused on that I am sassy and I'm a cowgirl and I got Tabasco running through my veins and I'm this badass. And all of that is still there. But the last year of things not always, you know, working out as you planned, you know, this is it's really life, but it's an up and down business. And I really took the last year to go inside and really I was going through a big breakup, a massive breakup, and I just really wrote about it. And instead of kind of being like, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but like, screw you, I was more like, holy moly, like, I'm hurting. And I found in the last year that the true definition of a badass is being vulnerable and saying, I need help and I am not okay, you know, and standing in that and then finding your strength. And so what I wanted to show with a little bit, I showed a little bit of it with my single Pull Me Back on the Sony EP, but I really wanted to show that there's vulnerability and there's beauty in the breakdown, and to maybe encourage somebody out there that, you know, has a hard time letting down those walls, because it is hard to let people in and let those walls down, because then you're vulnerable and people have the opportunity to potentially walk all over you, hurt you, whatever, you know. And I wanted to show just from my own going inside myself that there is strength in vulnerability, and it's okay. And so that's what I wanted to come across in this EP, with songs like Give Me Back My Heart and, you know, Break, and even Sleep You Off. Like, dang, man, I just want to wake up and hopefully the sun will set on my heartbreak because I'm tired of hurting, you know?
Right.
Well, breakup, trust, it's not easy, whether it's a marriage, a long relationship, you know.
Right.
And only you would know from going through it, but I know that basically emotions are illogical, so there's no time span in how it takes. It just,
absolutely,
you just have to fully heal inside. And then, though, when you move on, you're a much stronger person to it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you'll be able to easier, I don't know if this makes sense, a better position to sleep it off.
Exactly. Nice throw-in.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I feel like this is a psychology session
here, wow,
already.
I didn't expect that.
Hey, that's what we do. That's what we do. We look at emotions and we say, all right, how do we inspire? How do we get you out of this? How do we move you through this? How do we keep you in this moment? Because sometimes, you know, moving on too quickly doesn't allow you to really fully heal. So, you know, you got to deal with some stuff.
Oh, you mean after an example, someone right after a divorce or,
you know,
a breakup in a marriage, and they just try to date someone to help heal the pain, but it doesn't really work.
Exactly. I mean, it might work for the moment.
You know,
for the moment. Yeah.
And that kind of, and that reminds me of a quote, and I'm guilty of this myself because I'm a creative person. This quote, let's see if I can remember exactly how it goes. It goes, normal people want their scars to heal.
Right.
Creative people want to stick their finger in it and twirl around a little bit, make it hurt a little bit more.
Yeah, to really feel it, you know. I think that, and I think a lot of times creative people, that's what we thrive on, is emotion and going through stuff, you know. So I 100% agree with that statement.
I've got some kind of fun kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with it.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Sweet. I'm going to start off with a kind of a curveball here. So,
okay.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
You know, I don't think that I would change anything. I mean, I would say, like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have gotten dropped from Sony, you know? But then I look at it and I say, you know, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be standing in these songs. I wouldn't be standing in the confidence and the strength that I have. So I really wouldn't change anything. I'm grateful for things that happen because you learn really how strong you are and how bad you want it.
Awesome. Now I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I will read, watch, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching a Dan Rather interview a Kid Rock, and he asked him this question. When everything's said and done with your career, and you've won pretty much every single major industry award out there, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
One thing I would want to be remembered as. Can I say two things?
I would want to
be remembered as honest and inspiring. And in that honesty and in that truthfulness, I was able to inspire people to be able to be better. And because that's what music does for me, is it makes me better.
And speaking of major industry awards, did you see the Grammys last night?
I did watch them. It was It's pretty awesome.
They were pretty. They were pretty good this year. I agree. And we'll see you up on that stage soon. I guarantee it.
Well, amen. From your mouth to the Lord's ears. Amen.
Yes, and of course,
between
and the Grammys, I believe I have confidence that you're going to be opening, doing another tour similar to what you did with Brad a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what we're working towards, and I have an incredible agent at William Morris Endeavor, and she's really stuck with me. And that's the thing about this business is, you know, you're a solo act or it's all your name, but the team that's behind you is what really makes you, you know? And so I'm grateful for the people that have stuck with me and continue to push and continue to believe and pick me up when I'm like, screw this, I don't want to, you know? And
pick you up, but not necessarily pull you back.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, maybe sometimes they may need to pull me back. Who knows? Depends on the mood I'm in. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So we are working on some dates and really pushing forward to be able to be blessed enough to be back on another massive stage like that.
Yes. I know that you're opening up. Okay. I'll ask after you ask Cody.
Okay.
And now I know you said earlier about one of your main goals as an artist is to inspire people. So what inspires or motivates you as an artist?
Yeah, well, it's just really everyday life, you know. For this, really, a lot of it is just heartbreak, and I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be about a guy. It can be about a friendship. It can be about this industry. I'm really just finding your strength in moments that you're not very strong, and finding the willpower and finding the gusto to get back up and get back in that saddle and dig deep and hold on and ride it. So really, it's life that inspires me, and people that are around me that I see that have, you know, that go through things all the time and continue to keep going and continue to keep getting back up. That's inspiring to me. So just really not giving up and talking about it and pushing through.
A big word, I think, what you're doing is keep moving forward. We're all going to take it. Like you just said, with somebody having to lift you up, but you just have, even if it's baby steps, you do what you can to keep moving forward to reach your goal, and that you're a perfect example of that, Leah.
Well, thank you very much, and I have to attest that, one, to the team that surrounds me, and two, to even my mother and father that have never given up on me and never given the idea of even giving up. My dad always says, when somebody tells you no, you flip it around to on and you go and get it on. And so that's kind of been my motto or my mantra of like, all right, you said no, I got your no, and I'm going to turn it to on, and I'll see you at the top, buddy, and that's just, you just got to keep pushing forward and maintain the strength and the confidence that you can do it. And that's in anything. That's in, you want to be an attorney, you didn't get that job or you didn't get that promotion, or the man that you thought you were going to be with or the woman for the rest of your life, that doesn't work out. There's always a pick yourself up and dust yourself off and get rocking.
I like how you put that to the end, get rocking. Oh.
Get rocking.
Absolutely.
Do the dang
that's
thing.
Badass. That's the badass in you. Part of it.
There you go.
True, it is. I've always had so much respect for you as an artist, but in just these last 25 or 30 minutes of speaking to you on the phone, I have so much respect for you as a person now.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's a huge compliment, so thank you.
Absolutely. I kind of want to switch gears here, and I may be treading on a dangerous waters here, but I'll just go ahead and I'll throw the question out there anyway.
Okay.
I've never brought this subject up on the show, but I want to get your thoughts on the Time's Up movement that's going on, and the women not getting the respect they deserve in the industry.
Yeah. You know, it's such a touchy subject. I really don't even know how to answer it. I think that there is a double standard, and I think that double standard is now coming to kind of even itself out, which is an amazing thing. For me, personally, I don't think being a female, and I don't think being a strong woman, and I don't think being equal means that we man hate either. And I don't think that it means that we need to be angry at men. I think that if we are able to rise up with our talent and rise up with our minds and rise up with our voices in a way that's not, I don't even know how to say it, because I understand why women are angry, and sometimes I get ticked off, you know what I mean? But I don't think I think it's hard for people to hear it when people are yelling. And for me as a female, I think if you're good enough, if you fight hard enough, it'll come around. Now, that doesn't mean with the sexual harassment and with the inappropriate things that a lot of these women have gone through is right, and they deserve their anger and they deserve to be heard. But I think that if we all, if it's just a not man, woman, or, you know, boy, girl, black, white, Mexican, whatever it is, you know what I mean? That if we all just look at each other as humans, then the equality comes very easily. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, I just think that if we all just look at each other as humans and love one another and treat one another, not to sound Christianese, but treat one another as we would want to be treated, I think that equality will come. But there is a double standard, and it is very hard for us as women to, get played and go out there and get what we want, because it does seem like it gets handed to men a lot easier. And when I see that and I hear that, it just means I just need to work. I'm just going to keep working and let them know why I, as a female and as a woman, deserve to be here and on that stage or on that radio or in that position or getting paid just as much as they get paid. You know, I just think that it's a time to buckle down and prove, not prove them know why we as women deserve to be here. And I also think that if women would continue to link arms with one another, we have so much power in numbers. And I think that when you link arms with other women and lift them up, so much can be done.
I was think so scared it's that question. It's slowly narrowing, Leah.
What did
I
you say?
I think the gap is slowly narrowing.
Absolutely.
I think people are slowly recognizing that women are just as productive and can create such wonderful music in the singer-songwriter field, not just country. It's happening slowly, and it's going to take time. It's a process, like baby steps I was just talking about. But I do think it will happen.
Absolutely.
Well,
and I think women need to learn that we need women. You know what I mean? Like, even like, it's not a competition thing. It's a, wow, she hears what I'm going through. She knows what I'm going through because we are, you know, we go through the same emotions. We're for lack of a better word, we're piped the same way. You know what I mean? So we feel all the same things. And if we would just lift each other and not be in competition with one another, and really believe that there's room for all of us. There's room for all of us. And once we, you know, really feel that and know that, I think that the sky is the limit, what we can all do.
I agree completely.
Fully agree.
And I was so scared of asking that question, it just wasn't even funny.
That's funny. You know, I mean, it is turning around. I mean, you have, you know, Kelsey, she's killing it. Maren Morris, she's killing it. Natalie Stovall, I mean, she's coming with it. I mean, Lindsay L., I mean, talk about a hard worker that deserves it. I mean, she is getting it. You know what I mean? The response that I'm getting off of this EP and really getting a second chance is really showing that if you stick with it and you push through and you don't look at yourself as, well, I'm a woman, it can't happen. You look at it as like, well, it is going to happen because I'm working just as hard and I'm just as talented and I'm talking about emotions that people need to hear. I think that the recipe is for success, and women are really out there getting it together. You have Jana Kramer, Maggie Rose, Mickey Guyton. You know, the list can go on of the women that where time's up for them not to be, for us not to be recognized. And we just continue to keep our heads down and push forward. And I think that women are making the best music that they have in a long time. And I'm proud to be a woman in country music.
I agree completely. And speaking for myself here again, I'm a huge fan of the women in country music. I am a huge, huge fan of y'all. And I've said this numerous times on social media. I will do everything in my power to help you guys get heard.
Well, we really appreciate that. And, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I am close to, you know, a few of those women that I did mention. And I know that every support and every, you know, interview and every yes that we get is just another, like you said, a stepping stone in this world and in this music business. And we all need to support one another, not just men support men, women support women. Like, we all as humans should support one another, and everybody's going to have their opinion, and everyone's not going to like everything, you know, and that's fine. But I think as humans, on a broader spectrum, we all just need to be a little bit kinder. And that doesn't mean being kind doesn't mean you're taking crap off of anybody, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But just, you know, show some mercy once in a while, because everybody is fighting their own inner battle.
Absolutely. And wow, but 30 minutes just totally flew by, didn't it?
Really, yes, this interview could easily go on for longer, Leah, but we know that you have a super busy schedule, and to help on your way towards becoming the superstar that you are, it's just a matter of the country industry and people globally recognizing it, and they will.
Well, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys taking the time, and you know, my door is always open. So thank you so much, and thank you for loving Sleep You Off, and I hope to talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, you go ahead, Cody. You ask one last question if you have, and I'll ask one last question.
I just wanted to say, before we kind of wrap things up here, I wanted to say again, I thank you so much for doing this, and you've got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
And and I also wanted to say, and I hope I'm not overstepping here, but in the 35 minutes or so that we've spoke, I do consider you a friend.
Well, thank you, and you know, I just always want, and that's another goal of mine for people you know, I can't do it without you guys, and for you guys to feel, you know, close to me and have a little bit of a window into my heart and into, you know, what my goals are is wonderful. So I'm glad that you feel that way and that that's been accomplished. One interview at a time.
One interview, yes.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, Lee. Yes. I know you're going to be performing at the Basement in Nashville on February 15th, 2 days after my birthday.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you, Leah. There's a very small chance that I could be in Nashville for those few days, and if I am, I'm certainly going to come to your show. I know it's going to be nothing short of spectacular.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and it's exciting. It's my first time really doing my own show in Nashville. So I'm not going to lie. I'm a little like, Lord, I'm going to need your strength because I'm a little bit scared. But God is always so good, and support that's already been coming through has been amazing. So I'm feeling a little bit pep in my step about it, but, you know, you always get a little nervous.
Yes, just like we were both nervous for this interview too, Leah. Cody and I were a little bit jittery.
I was so nervous. It just wasn't even funny.
Well, good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. They always say nerves fuel the thing. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I'm grateful that you guys took the time and your support.
Yes.
For me,
and I hope that you will be at CMA Fest. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, for me, I look at nerves as being a good thing because they keep you on your toes and ready for anything. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That means you haven't gotten used to, and you're still grateful for what you get to do.
True. Yes. Very, very true.
Awesome.
So,
well, you guys. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I just wanted to ask her, Lee, is there any chance that you would be at CMA Fest in June?
We're working on that now with my agent with this new EP. We kind of took a step back a little bit the last year just because I was working on new music. So to be announced, but it is in the works and we're working on it.
I really hope so. So if I don't see you in the Basement 2 weeks, I would definitely see you during CMA Fest.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much, and have a blessed rest of your day.
Absolutely. And like I said earlier, you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you later, Leah, okay?
All right.
Yes,
sounds good. Have
Leah.
A wonderful day. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was so fun. Oh, my God.
That was a blast.
That was
she
so
was,
fun.
He's incredible.
Wow.
He is more, trust
she's
me,
great.
In a few years, he's going to be performing one of the biggest stages at CMA Fest, and I do, and then the large
agree.
Venue.
I agree. So, this marks the first show of Lot. About 5 this week.
Yes. We have Lauren Davidson tomorrow. And then we have Patron Tree on January 31st, this Wednesday. And then this Friday, we just booked Lissa Coulter, an up-and-coming singer. And then we have Jana Martin on Saturday.
Right. So I think I'm gonna I'll let you go, buddy, and kinda wrap things up here, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Cody.
But I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Leah Turner. Like Craig said. You've already heard the announcements. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode. You've been listening to Put This With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.